is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, good day, everyone. It's Coach Betty live from Novato, California, with my fabulous audio producer back east. We've got you covered coast to coast and all around the world on the internet besides. Coach Betty, what is the coach part of that? Well, I am a life coach for individuals, partnerships, groups, and organizations. And I am passionate about being a life coach. Life coaches are dreamers, dreaming up an amazing world for us all to live in, and then helping people actually achieve that in their own lives. So that's where the whole concept of living an organic and orgasmic life comes from. Imagine if that was true for you in your world. So what I mean by that is organic means eating well, those organic fruits and veggies, but it also means being in the flow in your life, being in an organic flow, not resisting anything, being with what is right before you in the moment. So that's the organic part. Now the orgasmic part, this is the part that, you know, usually gets a little chuckle, or it should get a little chuckle, because it's not about having sex 24 hours, 7 days a week. It is about living at the peak in your life, squeezing the juice out of every moment. So it's a perspective. Eating a peach can be very orgasmic. Brushing your teeth can even be orgasmic if you choose that perspective. So if you want to hear more about this, tune in every week at 12 noon Pacific time. Listen to Coach Betty Live. That's what we're going to be exploring. And if you're ready to actually make it happen in your life, I really want to hear from you. And email me at Coach Betty, CoachBettyLive.com. So today we have a very special show. I have two amazing musicians that are in France. So we're going to be taking a little trip over the ocean and talking with first a songwriter, guitarist, a singer who has a deep connection with nature, very organic, orgasmic nature, Fossette. And then in the second half of the hour, I am going to be talking to Ty Harmon, who is from the United States, but she has been traveling over in Europe and lives over there in Paris right now. And she is a beautiful singer with songs about peace and love, and it's got a jazz, soul, funk, blues tone to it. So it's going to be an exciting show. Get ready. And let me start by welcoming Fossette to Coach Betty Live. Bonjour, Fossette.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, that's right. It is 9:30 or 9 o'clock at night in France. So, and Fossette is actually a little bit under the weather, so we are just really pleased that he showed up to talk with us for a little bit. But tell us exactly where you are, Fossette.
I'm in the south of France, a town called Montpellier, and it's by the sea called La Méditerranée.
The Mediterranean Sea, he's right there.
Yes.
And you said it's getting cold in Montpellier.
Yeah, a little bit. Too much for me.
All right. Well, You are quite the traveler. You go all over the world. I know you spend time in Africa as well as France. You kind of bounced back and forth. And from that, you spend a lot of time in nature. And I actually had the privilege to be touring with Fawcett when I spent some time in Europe over the summer and learned more about his compositions, which are always done in nature. So tell the listeners a little bit how that happened, how you created your music from nature.
As I used to say, most of the time I don't know if I create the music in nature or if it's the music from the nature that I can hear. So most of the time I don't think that I'm a creator, but I think that I'm someone who can hear music from the stars. I don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More like this for me. It's to find peace in me and let vibes go in me and inspire me.
And so we spoke when we were touring together this summer about how quiet you get when you get out into nature. You spend some time in Norway. And
oh, yeah.
So what happens to you? Tell us a little bit about, like, what happened when you were in Norway.
Oh, in fact, when I'm traveling, I always try to see both sides of the reality. I want to see the big town and things like this, how people can and take your pleasure. And I want to see also the nature and to let myself alone in the nature. And when I was in Norway, I did like I always do when I travel. I took a little house. In fact, we call this a cabin in French, because it's not like a house. It's really just a roof and a bed. And I was by the sea, by the river. It was very cold, but incredible, because in Norway, even in winter, even in summer, sorry, you have just 5 hours or 4 hours of night, and then it's always the sun. It's really incredible to see that. And a lot of song came to me and at that time, because it was really quiet. Can't remember that one day, I think it was the fourth day, something like this, a little bird came and get into the little house, and he stayed there about 20 minutes. Then, poof, I away. And he brought me many songs.
Wow. So did you were composing when you were up there. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot.
And I also...
When I'm quiet, I need to compose.
When you're quiet. So, yeah, that's what really struck me. You talked about how you got so quiet you could actually hear your blood moving through your body.
Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes. everybody can do it. It's about breathing. When you
it's
have
about...
breathe, the right way to breathe, and then you get really quiet, and then you can hear and feel little things inside of you. It's amazing. First time I had this impression, it was amazing. It's about doing yoga, you know?
Yeah, so it's breathing and getting quiet, and then your compositions just flow out of you. And that they're absolutely incredible. You can feel the nature when you hear Fawcett sing. And I would ask him to sing, and he was going to, but now that he's under the weather, we're going to have to take a rain check on that. And we're just about to go to a break where when we come back, we're going to talk to him a little bit more about the healing power of music and his experience with that as he has gone through his travels and composed and really felt and saw, and I mean, he sees and he feels what it is like to be healed just by playing in this nature and bringing that to the stage then. So we will be right back with Fawcett.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
All right, it is Coach Betty live. And I'm live in France. I wish I was actually there with Fawcett, the amazing guitarist singer who is in Montpellier right now. And as we were just talking before the break, he composes his music in nature. And so different landscapes inspire different music for him. So tell us a little bit about how that works, Fawcett.
I've noticed that my last album, La Brise, I composed half of the album in Guadeloupe and half in France. And the seven first songs are really and sounds really different for the rest of the album, because they all were composed in Guadeloupe, and it's more, I don't know, more smooth, and the music groove like a wave, you know? It's more like water music. I don't know if people can understand this, but it's like this. And the song that I composed in France, it was more like, if I can do the same comparison, it's like a stone.
Say that again. It's like what?
Water. The energy of the stones.
Oh, the stones. Okay. So when you were in Guadalupe, you could feel the water, and so your music sort of came out with more of a water sense to it, and back in France, it's more like the stones.
Yeah, it's really different. You can hear that. When you hear the album, you can hear the difference in the harmony, in the way I groove with the guitar. It's not the same. The seven first one, I'm quiet, and the other one, I'm like a little bit busy. And when I noticed that, I said, I knew that, because I always compose in nature. But I say that I need to find clearly what it is. And so I get in the desert of Morocco, and I spend 3 nights in the desert. I was not alone. I was with 3 Moroccan people. And I composed in the desert. And this was all different music.
Wow. Yeah, so...
Yeah, but you have to hear it, because like this...
And where can people hear your music? Let's tell them right now, and we'll remind them again. But if they wanted to hear La Brise, at least little clips of it, where do they go?
Sorry?
Where can people hear little clips from your music, from La Brise?
Ah, on La Brise. They have to go on indiz.fr, indiz.fr, or myspace.com/facetmusic, or just on Google you do facet and you will find me. And there's a lot of things that you can hear.
Yeah, and definitely check it out and see if you can tell where Facet might have been when he composed that. All right, now as promised, I want to get into a little bit about your experience with the healing power of music. Tell me how music has helped you be centered and grounded in your life.
As I told you, my music was different in Guadalupe than it was in France. But I've spent the 14 first years of my life in Guadalupe. So I left Guadalupe, I was 15. And it was a shock for me. It was really a big change, because people don't laugh the way they laugh in the south of France. There's a lot of things that are different. There is music everywhere in Guadalupe. A lot of people are playing music and everybody dance. And, it can be a really happy life. In France, the codes are different. It's not that they don't laugh, but it was hard for me to understand the code. And so I was in music, because music for me was going back to Guadalupe. So every day I was playing for hours my guitar, even if I have the school and the sport and things like this. I needed to get back to my island with the music, and then I experienced healing of the music. When I was a student, every Sunday we had a church organization and we used to play music every Sunday in a different hospital for children who had the cancer. And we could see weekend after weekend that if they were waiting for us, because they feel better and they eat a little bit more 1 or 2 day after. And a lot of people say to us that it works. And we did that for 4 years. And then create another charity organization for an orphanage in Ivory Coast in Africa, and I give concerts every year in this orphanage, and I experience it too, because I think music talks to people who have no words to say their sufferance.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what language you speak, music is universal.
they can feel that you are giving something good to them. They can feel it, even if sometimes they don't like your music. But the way you do it, they like it.
Yeah, they can. You feel music. It is so true. It's not something you experience in your head. You actually experience music in your body, which is why I believe that it is very healing. So, speaking of healing and health, and we are sending you lots and lots of yummy energy to get yourself healthy again. But tell me, what is your vision of a healthy world, an organic and orgasmic world, or whatever words you want to use?
In fact, for me, really simple. People could just, for 10 minutes every day, take the place of another person and live his life, just to see how we think, what he is about. And then every day in your life, when you talk to someone, you are not just trying to communicate, but you are trying to get into his mind, to understand him. And it could be a perfect world like this, because there won't be no war, there won't be no pollution, there won't be no, how can I say this, no conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be nothing to conquer but love and understood and happiness and things like this. There's a lot of problem in this world because people imagine the other person really different. And when you meet them, you can feel that you are not so different. Just a different point of view. And you have to take the time to understand them and listen to them.
So you've said a lot of different things here. So you stand in someone else's shoes for 10 minutes every day. And to do that, you need to really listen to what they're saying and who they are and understand what it might be like to be that person. Do I have it right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I love that. And so what do you think would happen? What I feel is important is that we actually paint the picture for people. So let's say everybody is understanding each other more and standing in each other's shoes. What would you see in terms of what would change in our world?
You know, when you try to understand someone, really, it's always difficult. But when you find a way to do something together after this, it's like a victory, because you and the other one, you will be stronger, and everybody would be stronger.
Mm.
You know more things, and he's learning more things about you. It's just about trying to listen, really, not just be shocked and forget all that we know, and trying to listen. Really, that's what someone has to bring, has to say, has to show to us. And then you can say, oh no, this I don't want, oh yes, oh, this is interesting, but you have the choice. But if people don't match each other, they don't have the choice. It's like when the children have just one of the parents. Sometimes it's difficult for them because they have just one reference. For our children, it's important to have 10, 20 references. The parents, and then the teacher, and then the uncle, and then the aunt, and then the other children, and things like this, so that he can build himself. And I think my problem with the world now is that people are not enough traveling, not enough trying to understand the history of other country, the art of other country, the music of other country. You really need to work.
to work, you know. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I love that vision of really listening and understanding each other and traveling to different cultures so that you can broaden and expand your perspective. So again, I so appreciate you showing up, being under the weather. Next time we get you on the show, we'll get you to sing as well. But in the meantime, please check out myspace.com/FawcettMusic. And that's Fa, F-A, and then the number 7, or the number set, if you are in France. So thanks again, Fawcett. Much love to you, and take good care of yourself.
Yeah, have an organic and orgasmic life.
All right, then. Okay, we will be right back talking to another musician in France, Ty Harmon. So stay tuned.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit. spirit, universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Coach Betty live back with Ty Harmon. Welcome to the show, Ty.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, where are you right at this moment in time?
Right now I'm in Paris, France.
Paris, France. And what's it like in Paris this evening?
Actually, to tell you the truth, it's extremely cold.
So it's getting cold all over
France. As always.
Well, Ty is originally from Philadelphia, and she began singing very, very early. And we're going to ask her a little bit about how she got started with all of it. But then she has since gone on and honed her skills at New York University and then went over to Europe and has completely focused on her music. And she might even give us a little sample of it if we're good. And I am just really excited to talk to you a little bit about your story. So you learned early that you had a gift for singing. So tell us about that discovery.
To tell you the truth, it's the first thing I can remember wanting to do. The first memory I have is I was in my kindergarten class, in our first music class, and the teacher said, "Who wants to do the solo?" And everyone else is sitting there shy and like scared. I'm like, me, of course, I want to do the solo. I'm just like, hello, it's me, I want to do the solo. And that's the first memory I have, and everyone else like just kind of looking at me like I was crazy, and me wanting to just, not that I wanted to like be in front of the class, but I wanted to sing. You know, at 5 years old, I wanted to sing and I wanted to show everyone and do it for everyone, and that's the very first memory I have, and since then it's just been singing. All my childhood, my whole family would say, I would sing along with all the commercials, all the introductions to all the television shows, and every other minute in my house was, "Ty! Shut up. Hi, stop singing. Stop, because it was just constant, nonstop singing.
So that is so beautiful because, you know, it's just such an innate gift that you have. That's what that story tells me. It's like no one was going to stop you from singing.
Yeah, and one had to tell me and no one could stop me.
So I am imagining, you know that my show is really about, we talk about living an organic, orgasmic life, but it's also really about natural healing. And I so believe in the natural healing power of music. So tell me, what's your experience with that?
With healing as far as for myself or the work I've done and with other people?
You know, I would love to hear both. First, your own personal experience, and then what you notice when you are playing and when you've worked with people around it.
Well, from my own personal experience, as far as writing and writing songs, and I was actually just talking with Nat Jones, who you've interviewed before on your show, that it is just a way that we can take experiences in our life that might be difficult or could even be joyous, but things that we need to express and that we can write a song and that we can put them out there, and that even though it seems that we are showing something that's very intimate and maybe it could even be frightening to do that, that it's so important to remember that there's so many other people who have had that same experience, and it's much more valuable and useful for us to use our gift in that way so that we can communicate it to the masses or communicate it to as many people as we can, these experiences that we have, these ideas, just through the songs and being a vehicle for mass communication of our daily experiences. So I experience it that way. Like the song Smile Today, which we were talking about before, it's something that I tell myself every morning. I wake up in the morning and I say to myself, smile. if I don't remember to do it, I remind myself. First thing I do, but even before I get out of bed, just smile to yourself. And I had to write a song one day. I was in the middle of writing a song, and that I wanted to express that. I wanted to share that. I said, okay, I'm living this way. I'm realizing the importance of the smile. So let me try to share that, and it's healing for me, and it's healing for me to be able to express that and to share that with other people.
So what happens, like, when you start smiling in the morning? What's the impact on your body, on you?
I would say when I smile in the morning, maybe when I first wake up, maybe I've got some kind of stress. My teeth are usually a bit clenched, and that's another thing I have to remind myself. So when I smile, my teeth unclench a bit, and then I'm conscious of that stress, which I wasn't conscious of when I first woke up. And I just feel kind of like, automatically with a smile comes this idea that I'm going to have a good day. If I don't smile when I wake up, maybe who knows how the day will go, but it's like, I'm going to smile, and I'm going to have a good day. Or no matter what happens today, I'm going to keep smiling. And I would have to say, since I started it, which I probably started doing that maybe about a year ago, during a time in my life which was a bit difficult, I was not depressed, but, you know, going through a difficult time, and it helped me a lot, and I'm still doing it, and definitely helps me to project a positive day, to project my day going the way, in a positive way, going the way I want it to go.
And it's such a simple thing, isn't it? I mean, it always comes back to the simplicity of a smile. And as you know, I talk about smiling all the time as a recipe for living an organic and orgasmic life. Smile 10 times a day for no reason at all, at least. And
exactly. 10 times. I should do it 10 times a day.
Well, you can start to incorporate that in. That's my gift to you this morning, or this evening for you anyway. So, well, would you be willing, since we're right on Smile today, to give us a little sample of that song, because the words are so meaningful as well?
Absolutely. So I'm just going to give myself a... Okay, sure, no problem. So, just going from the beginning, it's, I ain't got no time to be feeling sad. I'm just grateful for what I have, and I could sit feeling shy, but it ain't gonna help me get by. I ain't got no time to be feeling sad. I'm just grateful for what I have, and I could sit feeling shy, or I could reach for the sky. Tell me now just what you think. Don't you hold it all inside. Right or wrong don't matter if you can't say what's in your heart today. So smile today, find a way. It won't cause you any pain, and it's okay. Give thanks and pray in the name of any name. I ain't got no time to be feeling sad. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for what I have, and I could sit feeling shy, or I could reach for the sky.
Beautiful. Woohoo!
Smile today. You know, when I'm going through my life, when I'm going through things, I remind myself of that song. I know it came from me, but I listen to it. I recite the lyrics to myself, and, you know, it's like a motto that I've created for others, but for me, I live by it every day.
Uh-huh. So you woke up in the morning, started smiling, and then felt inspired to actually write this song. And I love it that you talk about, you know, being grateful for what you have in your life. Just right then and there, it can make you smile.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's like, why even be so upset and so sad? And there's lots of things to be upset about, but there's so many things to be grateful for. And you start going down that list. Like, you just, you know, sometimes I'm walking down the street and I might be feeling bad, and I'm like, Ty, just make a list. I'll just make the list as I'm walking down the street. I start laughing. I start smiling. I start laughing. So I'm like, you've got so much to be grateful for. Like, you have no reason to be focusing on on any possible, you know, a fleeting problem that will come and go.
Yeah, and you know, the singing part of it versus, you know, just talking to yourself, like, come on, smile today. But it's like, no, smile today. No, I'm not even going to try to sing it.
No, go for it. Smile today.
Okay, you got to help me. Help me sing it. I'll try to sing it with
you.
Well,
we sang together. Smile today.
Today.
It's perfect. That's all we need. Smile today. And even you smile while you're singing it. It's just an added.
It's so true. And I just love it. And so I'm going to listen to the song a little bit more so that I can start to sing it and remember the words. I'm at that age where I have to listen to something a few more times. So when
I have to remember all the lyrics.
Well, you did good, girl. You did good. So we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Ty about her vision of a healthy world and how she lives her life organically and orgasmically outside of her Smile Today song. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
All right. It is Coach Betty live with Ty Harmon, who is in Paris, France at the moment. And she is this amazing musician. I hope you heard the last segment and got to taste a little bit of her beautiful voice. And Ty, you compose 85% of your music. So tell me what it is. What is your message to the world through your music?
I would say my message to the world through the music is, first and foremost, everything I always write about comes from a personal experience. So the first thing would be to be honest with yourself, to own your feelings and your emotions and all your experiences, whether it's something that made you happy or something that made you angry or something that made you sad, that they're all valuable experiences that we can learn from. And that's where I try to go through the music, is hopefully by the time I've written a song about something, even if it was a difficult experience, that I've learned something from it, and that I've grown from it. And the other message, which actually just seems kind of simple, kind of like smile today, and like we were saying in the last segment, it's something so simple, smile today. Or I have another song which is Always Find a Way, Always Find a Way. And it's just about always find a way to do whatever you have to do. There's always a way, like don't let anything get in your way. I have another song that I wrote for an anorexic girl in Spain, and it was just, the lyrics are, Karina, that is her name, Karina, please follow your dreams, don't fear the new, it's all for you. Then I have other songs, obviously, that are about love and other experiences, but the main thing is just this positive way of life, this stand the positivity, believe in yourself, go for what you want to go for, have dreams, go for your dreams. And it's a theme that comes along continuously in my lyrics and in my music.
And I guess you have followed your dream, haven't you, ever since you were 5 years old doing that solo in your kindergarten class, and now you're traveling all over Europe.
This is true. Maybe part of that song, I, you know, obviously came from myself, my own experiences, but exactly, singing, I'm always also singing to myself, even when I'm singing to everyone else. Follow your dreams, follow your dreams, follow your dreams. I can't repeat it enough, but yeah, I've definitely followed that advice as well. And the smile today, and the always find a way.
So the songs just keep on coming. So I asked Fawcett in the last half hour, and it's one of my favorite questions to ask my guests, especially really creative people like yourself. You know, I feel like we need to paint pictures of a healthy world so that we can begin to envision that, each and every one of us. And I'm imagining smiling as soon as you wake up is part of your vision for what would help create a healthy world. But do you have any other thoughts for the listeners about what you see?
What I see for creating a healthy world, that's a wonderful question. I would say the first thing, not to repeat myself, but to own your feelings, to own everything that you're going through. I would say even more importantly would be to share them, whether it's to write them down, something that you keep for yourself, or to share it with someone else, but never to hold things inside so that they build up and that they create this negative force field of energy around your space or in your home or in your city. To express everything, even though so many of us were taught, and especially depending on the different cultures that we are raised in, we're taught so often, or the different families we're raised in, we're taught so often to don't cry, don't show your emotions, hold it in. And for me, it's just, so what so many of us are taught, and it's the exact contrary, is what we need for a healthy world. It's about getting it out, releasing that energy, that on a more spiritual level. And of course, it's also about taking care of your body. I did a fast for maybe a week or so, maybe a couple of months ago, and I had this moment, and I was touching my body, just touching my arm, and I said, "Wow, this is a gift. Like, I've been given this body, and it's so important." And I had this slight moment of realization. It's so important to take care of this body, what I feed it, how much I exercise, stretching, just very simple things, but that this is a gift, and how dare I not be completely respectful of it. And just this consciousness of our bodies and our emotional bodies, and owning it, expressing it, loving it, giving to it, and all that's so much on a personal level. But if we all did that, then it would just, you know, if we were all doing that at the same time, it would just, I think the positive energy field of the planet would just multiply.
Yeah. Oh boy, you are speaking and singing my language here today. yeah, it being honest with yourself, accepting what is, you know, that's the organic piece that I talk about in living an organic and orgasmic life, and owning your feelings. I like that. I'm glad you repeated it several times, because sometimes it's really hard to figure out how to own your own feelings. Like, how did you figure that out?
How did I figure out how to own my own feelings?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I know I have had the experience in my life sometimes when I'll own someone else's feelings before I'll own my own, you know? It's like, I'll be like, oh, you know, you must be feeling really bad, and I've got all this empathy going, and I forget all about my feelings. And so how did you become aware that this was even important?
I would say through, you know, maybe going through difficult times in my life, and we have moments where it's like there's this tension that's building up and that we feel bad, but we don't know why we're feeling bad. And then there are these times where it's just necessary to have some moments of self-reflection, and you have to find out, okay, I know I'm going through something. I know I'm feeling something. Obviously, I'm so disconnected with myself that I can't even figure out why I'm depressed. You know, that happened to me, it's a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago. I was completely depressed. I was in college, but I had no idea why. And I guess maybe that's when it all started, was, and one of the reasons I was depressed was because I didn't understand why, what I was feeling or what was going on. And when I finally figured it out, I was just depressed over an idea. But it took me through this, it took me months, it took me a couple of months to find that in myself and to realize that it was important to know why I was upset. And because I think I was saying before, we're taught sometimes not to express ourselves. I was taught a bit as a child, don't cry. If you cry, it's a sign of weakness. So then holding that in, and then all of that just starting to hurt me and saying, okay, wait a minute. If I'm going to feel better or get over anything there is to get over, first I have to look at it versus, you know, running away from it, which I work on every day to not run away from it, but to walk into it. And in order to walk into it, you have to make the conscious effort to say, okay, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? And how can I feel better?
I love that. I so love that. And I love it that you came on the show all the way from Paris, France, and to share some of your singing and some of your ideas and your positivity. Oh, keep spreading that positive word, Ty, and I know you will.
And you too, Coach Betty.
So tell the listeners how they can get a hold of your music and listen to more of your beautiful voice.
Well, the simplest ways right now would be Facebook and MySpace, and they're both the same name. Well, on MySpace, it's Ty Harmon, just T-I, Ty Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. And on Facebook, it's as well, it's T-I Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. Or to actually listen to clips of music on Facebook, it would be the fan page, which is called Ty Harmon Project. And those are probably the best ways. I'm planning on recording an album in January, so it should hopefully be available by the spring, and in which case there will be links and so forth on Facebook and MySpace on how to get the full album. But until now, on both sites, there are three or four songs, one of them being Smile Today, another one also being Always Find a Way, and another one being Karina, which is the one about, you know, following your dreams. So all that positive found on the
positivity
internet.
Woohoo! Well, thank you again. And we will be in touch. So au revoir for now.
Au revoir for now. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Ty. It's Coach Betty signing off for this week. I would love to know what you're feeling about this show, how you like this show. Email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. Because I want to keep helping the world find this living in organic and orgasmic life, whatever that looks like in your world, to create more positivity. So tune in next week at 12 noon Pacific time. I have another amazing guest. We're traveling back to California. A young gentleman by the name of Trathan Heckman, who is going to talk about his organization, Daily Acts, and how we can be conscious in every single moment. Until then, have a fabulous week, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.